This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. I'm back. They call me Squid Billy. She is the first lady of Atlanta baseball with a new shortstop. And the queen of improv, Miss Allie Mack. And he is the All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon, Michael. Don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And over there, we've got Dylan Dylon Matthews in the house. Good morning.
Did you miss us?
Yeah, I did. I listened.
Lies.
Felt a little hesitation in your voice there.
Well, I didn't miss your berating of me when you were completely wrong, Dylan. I'll go ahead and tell you that. I heard your little Bo needs to be better with his picks. Bo needs to do this. And then you awarding wins to Mike that he didn't even have.
The correction was I do apologize. I will face to face through the glass apologize to you for my mistake, but it has been corrected.
But let me tell you something. What happened yesterday is Day-Day did the exact same thing to Carl that Dylan did to me. Completely screwed up the exact same game.
Happens to all of us. It's a producer
thing. The exact same game. So I think, Mike, me and you need to sit Dylan and Day-Day down at some point and go over over-unders and point spreads and how to read them. Because I'm sitting there, and they did their picks, right? And we got in the whole conversation that we're better than them at picks.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mike and I got to, you know, be a little braggy. And then Day-Day goes to him. He's like, yeah, Carl almost had a good weekend. He went 2-1, not 3-0. He goes, you know, he had Army covering. And I'm sitting there like, holy shnikes. I'm living deja vu.
But Army did cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Day-Day was like, that was his loss. And I was like,
oh, I got you.
And I'm like,
I see what you're saying.
I'm like, there's no way this is happening on two shows that I'm associated with today.
And again, it's crazy that it was the exact same game, too.
Yeah. And I was like, hold on a second. Can you repeat?
Is everyone messing with me?
Yeah. I just felt like I was being punked, Allie.
Well, and just in
case you weren't being punked, that's what we'll go with.
Just in case you're an early listener and you don't hear Man Up Monday, it is at 7:40 every Monday that Mike and Bo have to own up to the picks they made. And there were some discrepancies yesterday. So if you want to hear that controversy, you can go to the rewind function of the Odyssey app to check it out. 7:40 on Monday.
Good call. Good call. Yeah. I didn't get a chance to listen to you guys yesterday. I listened last week when you were on mic. But I'm sure it was fun. It was adventurous for me to spend a couple days with Mike as well. And he's a talented dude, man, that Mike Bell. A lot of fun to hang out with for a couple hours.
When you guys sit in with other shows, are you feeling left-handed or is it a little bit strange or are you just comfortable with everyone here at 92.9?
Well, it's different for me considering my history with Mike Bell. Like, I've worked with him on and off for 17 years, mm-hmm. but it's weird. It's weird because you're just like, and that's a show that I have a lot of ownership in, and obviously it's going away because I've been removed for almost 3 years now from it. But like, I was sitting where you sit, which is, and because Mike Bell and I sit in the same spot in the studio, and so I was like, where are you going to sit? Because I know that you and I sit in the same spot, and I was like, he's like, well, it doesn't really matter. I was like, no, it's your show. So it is weird because you're just like, you take a step back and you're like, it's y'all's show. I'm going where y'all want to go. But like here, I'm more like, that's my seat or I want to do this, you know, and I'm more,
oh, man.
I'm more ownership wise. So
that sucks to hear because I'm like, man, that must have been fun for Mike Bell. we get the version of Squid that stakes his claim to everything. And, well, and on that show, he's like, yeah, you go ahead, man.
Yeah, you go ahead. Have fun.
Yeah, you go ahead. Have fun.
Hold on. Don't get me wrong. I don't change who I am. I just, I yield to, there's certain things like where you
there's
sit.
There's a hierarchy. Yeah, man. I hear you.
I'm respectful of someone else's property.
Okay. Fair enough.
But here, I think there's a 33.
You can do it.
3% ownership, I think.
Yep,
repeating, of course, to all those that have seen Grandma's Boy. 33.33 repeating, of course.
Grandma, I can't believe you've seen Grandma's Boy.
Yeah, that's good.
Holy, that's
good
a stuff. Great movie.
Well, welcome back, Bo. This is the first time in over a week all of us have been in the studio together, all four of us, the complete morning shift. Isn't that insane?
That is crazy.
And it is going to be patchwork throughout the rest of the year because it's that time of year. And I know if you're driving right now, it's the same thing happening at your work. People are in, they're out. It's just kind of that maddening time of year.
Yeah.
But here are the headlines. Since we last got to hang out, the Braves have reached a deal with Ha-Seong Kim. He's got a one-year, $20 million contract to play shortstop full time. An MRI did confirm that the Packers' Micah Parsons has torn his ACL. Micah posted on social media yesterday, I may be sidelined, but I am not defeated. Last night during Monday Night Football, Steelers beat the Dolphins 28-15. Aaron Rodgers completed 23 of 27 passes, even had a streak of 13 completions in the middle of the game at one point. And look, we think it's cold here because it is cold this morning. They were dealing with a 17-degree night with a wind chill of 11. You must be a massive Steelers fan if you were out there
No, thank you.
The Jets have fired defensive coordinator Steve Wilks after their blowout loss to the Jaguars on Sunday. And, Bo, I'm sorry, Florida QB DJ Lagway plans to enter the transfer portal. And with DJ leaving, it looks like Florida will target Georgia Tech's Aaron Filo.
So, the interesting thing about that is I read reports yesterday that Summerall and the new staff challenged Lagway to the point where they're like, we think your work ethic can be better. We think your toughness can be better. Lagway was oft injured. In fact, he essentially missed spring 2 years and a lot of the fall camp this year going into the season with injuries. And there was a lot of reports that Lagway wanted to be there. And then based on that meeting that did not go the way Lagway wanted, he's decided to transfer. Phenomenal human being as a kid from everything I've heard, that comes some of the things he does. And he was he's very generous with some of his NIL money. He made $3.5 million last season. He's got 28 touchdowns and 23 interceptions in his career at Florida. I hate it because it was a lot of hype and was really excited about him as a player coming in there. But I'm also, okay, turn the page and let's see what else. I know that Tramell Jones is there, who was highly recruited as well, and he's going into sophomore year. And, yeah, the Aaron Filo stuff is interesting because I was curious if Buster Faulkner would do that. And it sounds like he is, which is trying to go and get a kid that is also highly recruited and kind of had some big moments already at Tech.
Yeah, I think that there's a couple of staff members that are going with Buster Faulkner to Florida. I think it's understandable. I don't know. I had a hard time with the report that you're talking about, that they challenged DJ Lagway and, you know, he didn't like it. I don't know. That sounds to have such a heavy Florida slant on it that I think DJ Lagway, on his end of it, probably looks at the market, looks at a place like Miami where quarterbacks can go transfer and evidently really flourish in a system. Or, you know, you look at places like Texas Tech or whatever it may be, and it seems like guys are getting a lot of money and all this other stuff. And maybe that ship had just sailed for him at Florida. I do think that – I just think that both sides are kind of better off at this point, splitting ways. I think that that's one of those things that's uncomfortable for a lot of people in this era of college football. But I think that that's just the nature of the beast, is that sometimes the marriage doesn't work. Sometimes, you know, they have to move on from a coach, and you just say, you know what, man, this is my opportunity to go somewhere and capitalize on my star power. And, you know, that's probably what he's doing right now.
I would tend to agree with you if he wasn't one of the top seven paid NIL athletes last year in college football.
Well, he's going to be that way.
I mean,
he's going to be that way where he goes next year.
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure he is. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned Miami first, and I know that that's an option. Carson Beck and Cam Ward had proven that they were guys that could have phenomenal years. DJ Lagway has put nothing close together that Carson Beck did in one of his years at Georgia, or Cam Ward did in his year at Washington State before he went to Miami. He's done nothing close to those two guys as far as on the field. Is he talented? Yeah. So I don't wholeheartedly agree that he's going to capitalize on his star power. He's already capitalized on his star power. I'm not saying he won't go get money, but it's not like he was underpaid at Florida. He made $3.5 million in his first year as a full starter.
That's not what I'm saying. I just think that the report that was put out yesterday about how he got challenged as a player and didn't like it, it seems very self-serving for Florida to kind of put that out at this point. I've told you before, I love John Summerall down there, and I love Buster Faulkner. But that report, I'm like,
I read it multiple times before I saw it was from a national writer. And when I decided to go with that was when I saw it from a national writer. And I'm not sure what a national writer, what he has to do to push it out. I'm disappointed in the entire thing, but I at this point, it was there was a lot of hype that never fully got recognized, and I'm not sure why. Was it Napier? Was it Lagway? Was it the injuries? Didn't work out. I'm fine with $3.5 million being moved on. It's just a weird era, though, in college football. As I read a report where it says Lenore Sellers is trying to reach an agreement to come back to South Carolina. I'm like, what? Like, that's just where we're at, and it's weird, but I understand your sentiment, but I mean, let's not act like Lagway accomplished anything at Florida. Because he didn't.
I didn't say that at all. I'm not acting like that at all. I'm just
the narrative
the narrative being, like you talked about, as a national college football writer, I think those sentiments come from people on staff at Florida. Like I said, that's not coming from Lagway's agent or DJ Lagway or anybody from his circle. And it's just, like I said, it just stinks all the way around. There's no doubt about it. Sometimes this is just best for everybody, though.
Well, and we will get into more college football headlines at 6:40 today. But does this really make sense for Aaron Filo to be going to Florida? He waited his turn at Georgia Tech. And with the way Tech is on the rise right now, if you look at Tech season versus Florida season, does it make sense?
Well, I think so, based on the talent at the receiver position. If they can retain the talent at the receiver position, it's much better than anything Tech has at that position. I'm sorry. It's just true. Dallas Wilson, Vernell Brown. Vernell Brown was all SEC freshman. You've got Trey Brown down there. I mean, Trey Wilson, excuse me, who, if he comes back, those three receivers are better than anything Georgia Tech has at receiver.
I'm not trying to be contrary in everything you're talking about. I do agree with you. There's definitely star power around him, but got to also look at the defenses he's going to be playing if he goes to Florida. And I think that that's one of those things where what happened to Carson Beck? Carson Beck was really rough at times in the SEC. He goes down to Miami, absolutely lights it up. You know,
Carson,
what I mean?
Do you believe that Carson Beck's year this year at Miami was better than his first year as a starter at Georgia? I don't.
First year, no. But the second year, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think he got beat up. I think he got turnover prone. And I think that, you know, it was better for him to go to Miami and kind of re-solidify himself as a top quarterback.
His receivers had over 40 drops as a starter at Georgia. He had infinitely better talent at that position around him his first year as a starter.
Yeah.
Which is exactly the same situation that Aaron Filo would be leaving at Tech, with less talent around, more talent, despite the defenses that they're playing. And so I think that pulls into it. You're throwing to guys like Dallas Wilson, who proved with Buster in a system that you already know. I think that Carson Beck's first year as a starter at Georgia was better than anything he's ever done in college, Carson Beck, including this year at Miami.
We're going to continue the transfer portal madness that is starting up right now with college football at 640. But coming up next, Raheem with the media yesterday gave some status updates on injuries ahead of Arizona. We'll play that for you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
6:23. Good morning. 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan behind the glass. We are all reunited today. Before we get to Raheem's presser from yesterday, if you want to get your Pro Bowl votes in, the Falcons are pushing Kaden Ellis, Bijan Robinson, Drake London, AJ Terrell, Jalen Walker, Xavier Watts.
Wait. Read that one more time.
Caden Ellis.
Okay.
Bijan Robinson.
All right.
Drake London.
Okay.
AJ Terrell.
Sure.
Jalen Walker.
Okay.
Xavier Watts.
That's it?
That's who they're going with.
That's who they're going with?
That's what I've seen.
Okay.
What am I missing?
When you say they're pushing, is that like on an email or something?
It's at AtlantaFalcons.com.
It's just...
He feels slighted.
No.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. The offensive lineman, and then you feel slighted. It's okay.
No, no, no. Really not that.
Really?
We're not going to put the guy who leads the team in sacks. And
well, not that either. I'm surprised neither one of y'all are jumping over the table on this one. How about the guy who literally just had three touchdowns in the game?
Oh, well, I've seen Kyle Pitts put on his personal social media, send me to the Pro Bowl.
It's just interesting. I feel like I've seen it on the Falcons
I feel
like
Twitter
he would
too.
Be the poster child right now Pro Bowl pushing.
Maybe. I mean, I'm on AtlantaFalcons.com, and they have, like, the cases listed for.
Interesting.
The ones I just listed. Caden Ellis, Drake London, Bijan Robinson, AJ Terrell, Jalen Walker, Xavier Watts. Maybe.
Maybe you have to be a better blocker to go to the
Pro
Bowl.
Maybe there's more coming. Maybe it's to be continued.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. Well, I mean, and you know, we had the conversation yesterday, Allie, about Kyle Pitts and whether or not they'd re-sign him. And I told you guys, I don't even know if he's top 100 in blocking at tight end. But he obviously has a yardage to where a bunch of people responded to me and said, hey, you know, this guy's like top three, top four in almost like every tight end category. And, you know, made a pretty good case for himself last week. So it's just interesting sometimes to see the way the digital team and everybody goes about it.
I'm about to put this in our group chat. So they did show Kyle Pitts a little love as far as the Pro Bowl goes. They said 8 hours left to vote for Kyle Pitts in the Pro Bowl, and they got a picture of Kyle Pitts holding a pair of signed gloves.
Maybe it's just simply like they expect everybody to vote for Kyle Pitts, so they're going with guys that are like,
yeah, like
pushing some more names.
I don't know, but then Bijan's in there too, so I don't know. Yeah. That's weird.
It is a weird thing. It definitely is a weird thing.
All right.
Well, you can get your votes in at AtlantaFalcons.com. You can read all the cases there, too, but I guess Kyle Pitts isn't up there. You can retweet, though, if you want to, on the Falcons Twitter. All right, so yesterday, Raheem Morris did talk with the media. He gave us the update that Drake London is day-to-day. Mike Hughes is going to miss the week with an ankle sprain. And he also talked about how one of the things they want to focus on is eliminating those penalties.
You know, you got to get those things addressed. You can never just excuse yourself for having that many penalties. I think it was 10 each half almost, whatever the case may be, some decline. Some you're always going to disagree with, but still no excuse to have that many penalties. You're not supposed to win a football game when you get that many penalties. And the guys actually went out and did a nice job of being able to overcome. Very proud of them for that. But there are definitely penalties out there that you got to be able to stop and you got to eliminate, and we can.
But I don't know what you and Mike talked about yesterday, but when we did Good, Bad, and Ugly, just an abbreviated version yesterday, I said that the ugly had to be the penalties, and I know that some of them were kind of ticky-tack. You know, some of them were a little bit questionable, but even if you wipe like a third of them off the board, it's still an outrageous amount of penalties. That's what I kept coming back to. I'm like, take away six of them. 13 is still an insane amount of penalties. You know what I mean? And that's one of the crazier parts of the entire ordeal.
I think what kind of gets misconstrued sometimes when you talk about this kind of stuff and people are like, people go, oh, you're being a homer because you think they shouldn't have been called because you're complaining about the penalties. It's not that I've complained about the penalties. I think some of those were legit calls. The problem is why were they so ticky-tack on one team and not the other when I saw the same penalties being committed and not being called? There was a pass interference in the end zone. There was multiple holding calls I saw. Devon Diablo got called for a penalty when there should have been a holding call on him. He got called for two penalties on the play when there should have been a holding call. That's the issue for
me. Two personal foul penalties, too. That's what's crazy about it.
So that was the problem for me when a team comes in with 23 offensive holding calls and they get zero called against them. When a team has 16 false starts, they get zero called against them and the other team has five. And they even missed one against the Falcons, really. Because Kyle Pitts on that 3rd and 28 play looks like he moves early.
Yeah, I'm curious too, and this was not a penalty called, but you want to talk about, I know that Dave Archer was in there yesterday and asked him a couple of things about the penalties, and you know, Raheem kind of says, I'm not going to be, you know, a conspiracy theorist or anything like that. The one thing that still irks me, and I need to go back and watch the TV broadcast and see what the reaction was from that angle, but the whole thing where the ball gets overturned, the Mike Evans catch gets overturned by replay assist, I still have not figured that out. Like, I saw that, and I just kept, and, you know, Wes and Arch talked about it a little bit on the broadcast, and I still don't understand what they were looking at from the official standpoint that thought, you know what, let's just completely overturn this without anybody challenging it and just say, you know what, I know the ball was rolling around on the ground, but we're actually going to give him a catch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that one's the one that still blows my mind. So conspiracy theories aside, penalties aside, that was just crazy to me.
Well, the fact that Tampa Bay fans were online complaining about Neusel's recovery and Kirk's recovery and acting like they were cheated. And I was like, yeah, you're right, man. The team that only got called for four penalties and had a drop that was overturned in a commercial break to a catch, you were cheated. You were the team that was cheated. Sure.
I've never heard of a fumble recovery being dual possession,
mm-hmm,
the way that was with Kirk Cousins at the end of the game. And that was that his only sack? Might have been the only time he was sacked in the entire game. It was like dual possession, offensive ball. I'm like, oh, my God. I'd walk past Dylan while he was running the board back here in the studio, and I was like, I'm done. Not watching anymore. And Dylan's like, wait. We might have got it.
Well, yesterday we talked a lot about Kyle Pitts and his performance during the Bucks game. Obviously, Raheem was asked about that yesterday. Here he is talking about it.
He was, he was out there as the number one wideout, so to speak. So he got the targets. You know, he got the targets that Drake would get when he's playing. He got those. He got his targets that he would normally get. He was able to go out there and get the plays called to him. He made some early. And when you make those plays early and you show that kind of confidence, you keep going back to them, you get hot, so to speak. It was like when you go out and sometimes you light it up on the basketball courts, and you keep shooting. That's kind of what he did the other night. You know, he just kept shooting and he got it going, man. It was a lot of fun to see. It was a lot of fun for Kyle. It was a lot of fun for his guys. It was a lot of fun for Kirk being able to get him the ball. It spilled over into all the other things that we've been talking about. When we've seen glimpses of it throughout the season, at times, and there's always sometimes you want more. And then last, Thursday, he left us not wanting more. He left us really inspired and feeling really good about how he performed.
I'm going to have to remind Rod that you can't make basketball references with Zeno. I'm not sure he understood that. Zeno's more of a baseball guy. And I'm not sure he's ever lit it up on the basketball court. And I know he's listening, so he'll definitely have something to come back. We've always talked about feeding Pitts early, haven't we? And that he's kind of seems to be a guy that goes in his shell when he doesn't get the ball early. And keeping him engaged, and that's been part of the knock on him, is that I have to, as a quarterback, I have to be conscious of that and get you the ball early so you don't disappear on me.
Yeah. I've got two thoughts after listening to that. Number one, what is it going to look like? Because I know Drake London's day-to-day. What is it going to look like with both these guys on the field? And why can't we have this kind of production from two different people at the same time? When he's talking about getting the balls that the, number one wide receiver gets, I get the sentiment for that. I get that he's going to be the first read or whatever. But there are offenses, a lot of offenses in the NFL, that operate with multiple wide receivers that are Pro Bowlers, multiple whatever it is that are really good players and can get 80 to 100 yards or whatever it may be. I'm curious to see kind of how that pans out when Drake does come back in the lineup if we get a little bit more production out of Kyle.
Is it just because of how similar they're going to be, stature, the way they run routes, that kind of thing? I have a feeling a lot of that's kind of into it. But also, let's not kid ourselves. Like, it's not like Kyle's been overly dependable at times this year either, catching the ball. He's dropped balls in this three-game stretch. He's had catches that should have been made that were contested.
Sure.
I also go back to last year. He had a very similar three-game stretch to where he was really good, and he even had one of those games against Tampa Bay. So keep doing it.
Yeah, I look, and I know, I think it's a good point you make about the size, stature, what they're able to do on the field. But I also look at it, I'm like, hey, Zach, beggars can't be choosers. If you could just draw up, I don't know, if you're going to run the mesh route, just mesh both of them, see which one comes out either way. If you're getting man coverage and things like that, I don't know. I want to find a way that we can get both these guys the rock down the stretch here and kind of let them catch fire.
On the coach's show last night, I was listening on the way home after doing, Dukes and Bell with Mike. And Raheem talked about, when Kyle got here, he was like 19 and he's now 24. Maybe it's just a thing where he's kind of growing into that role? Because I did hear something from Kyle in postgame with Arch that I've never heard before when he was like, my teammates needed me to step up. And I was sitting there like, my eyes got kind of big and I had to like look away because I didn't want to like be outed because I was like, well, we needed you for like 5 years.
Dude, and I said a minute ago, I got two things listening to that. My second thing was, it's what happened with four games left on your contract after the fourth overall draft pick. Like, man, bad timing, Ward. Bad timing.
Well, we do have more audio from Raheem to play for you in a bit, talking about Ryan Neuzel, Darnell Mooney. We'll get there at 7 o'clock. Coming up, the transfer portal drama has begun, and my Mac drop. Look, Bo, you weren't here yesterday. We were talking about Waymo for a bit and how we've been a little bit judgy. I have an unbelievable story of maybe why we should be a little bit more trusting of these Waymo cars. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass, and the transfer portal drama has begun.
Yeah.
It's a very exciting time. Florida QB DJ Lagway will apparently enter the transfer portal when it opens on January 2nd. He's been a Gator for 2 years, could be the top-ranked transfer quarterback on the market.
I mean, you said it's an exciting time. I think for some people it is. For some people it's not.
Right.
You know, it's that game of musical chairs with some of these college programs where you just might end up being A guy without one. Some of these teams. We talked about Gigi Lagway earlier and talked about, you know, the usual suspects as Texas Tech, the Miamis, whatever else it may be. Indiana's kind of, I guess, vaulted into that conversation. They've gone to the playoff a couple years with transfer quarterbacks. Any chance that DJ Lagway looks at LSU? Like, is there any chance that DJ Lagway is just like, Lane Kiffin can make me really, really good? Or is there just a chance that Lane doesn't want DJ Lagway? That he's like, you know what, Trinidad Chambliss, somebody else, one of these guys that I know can take off and kind of use the gritty run game? I don't know. I'll be curious to see how that all pans out.
I think LSU would have to be looking at him. Right? I mean, it's not DJ Lagway getting to say, I want to come here and then go there. They got to, I mean, not if he wants to get paid the way he got paid at Florida. And that's what, you know, I think you think, and a lot of people think he's going to get broke off. I just don't know why. I don't see it. I see the talent. I don't see him getting broke off. I saw a guy throw 23 interceptions and not stay healthy. I don't see how he gets what he got at Florida, which was $3.5 million to play football last year. So I'm curious to where that goes. I think he's uber talented. He's a great kid. That can all be true. And then you wonder what, you know, the talent is.
Well, let me approach it from this standpoint before we get to any other names. If you don't think, if you're saying that he's not worth $3.5 million here, why would he leave Florida? Like, if that's what's on the table, why is he going?
Well, I don't think he thought that was a situation where he was necessarily going to be the starter. I mean, you think there's any coincidence to the fact that Aaron Filo is what some believe is literally going to announce today that he's transferring out of Georgia Tech? And I'm not saying it's going to happen, but there's that rumor, and DJ Lagway is all of a sudden opted out and going to go in the portal?
I don't know. I think that all possibilities are on the table. And if he's making $3.5 million at Florida, I would say there's probably some pressure to keep him as a starting quarterback. I would have to believe. I mean, I don't know the inner workings of what's going on with John Summerall. I do trust John Summerall when it comes to quarterback. And I do know that they probably want somebody that's a little more gritty, a little tougher. That's usually what he's had down there, when he's been working at Tulane. So,
well, that's what reports came out that was said to him. And he is in the portal. So I guess it all believes on what you believe. I love DJ Lagway as a human being. I'm not going to say a bad word about him as a person because I've heard so many good things. But the reality is he didn't get the job done at Florida in 2 years. And he couldn't stay healthy. And he had mistakes that were just horrific at times.
Let's run down some of the other quarterbacks that are going into the transfer portal. Dylan Raiola of Nebraska. How about Brendan Sorsby of Cincinnati, Sam Levitt of Arizona State? These are all rumored to be going in the transfer portal.
The Dylan Raiola thing is his uncle got fired, so he left. That's 100%. His uncle was the O-line coach. That and the bag he got, which is legal, is why he went to Nebraska. And now he's leaving because his uncle has been fired. And yeah. I'm sorry, I believe that completely because the kid bounces around everywhere. He pulled commitments. He pulled high schools. He goes to the best situation. The funniest tweet I saw was when this was reported last week, was someone was like, does he go full cosplay and go to Texas Tech?
Yeah. I think that's always going to be kind of point of the conversation. You brought up Brendan Sorsby. I think he's a really interesting one. Mm-hmm. Remember, Brendan Sorsby started at Indiana, and when Kirk Cignetti got there, he left Indiana, and now Indiana's probably going to be back in the market for a quarterback, and you want to talk about a destination that looks a lot cooler now than it did when Brendan Sorsby's left Indiana. Coming off a Heisman Trophy winning season up there, I would have to think that would have to be on his radar because I do think that he's probably the best on the market. I mean, with all apologies to Lagway, Raiola, whoever else it may be, I look at Sorsby. I mean, heck, we had somebody last week ask us if the Falcons might draft him if it's a second round.
Right.
I mean, he's a really good player. And so I think that he'll be one of the top prospects when it comes to that. There's a number, you know, you brought up a number of other names, and I think that it'll be interesting to see kind of how this all pans out.
Well, and with Sam Levitt also rumored to be going in, like, you're saying this is a game of musical chairs. Like, who do you think is going to be left out?
Yeah. Well, the Sam Levitt thing is interesting. If anybody didn't see that, he didn't show up to their postseason football banquet. And the coach, Dillingham, gets up to the microphone and says, I don't know where he's at, but good luck to him and whatever the next step is for him. It's like, I don't know. He's going to the NFL. I don't know. I don't know what he's got going on.
Yeah.
So we'll see with that one. I don't know. It's got to be frustrating for a head coach, though.
I wonder what happens with Bryce Underwood at Michigan. Like, was that a money deal or was that a, I like Sharon Moore and the money? Because it was a huge money thing that got Bryce Underwood there. And he, they could not throw the forward pass very well this year. In fact, that's what lost them a couple of games. Their inability to throw the football against Ohio State was borderline pathetic.
I am curious to see if the timeline to get a new head coach at Michigan lines up with the transfer portal window. You know, like where all of a sudden that transfer portal window is right there in January. If you were a team like a Michigan who kind of were the odd man out in terms of the coaching carousel and you were like looking at coordinators from the NFL and these coordinators from the NFL are going to the playoffs, you're sitting there going, dude, we just simply can't afford to wait. Like, we just can't afford to wait till whatever team is knocked out of the playoffs because at that point, everybody might be gone from our program, money aside. And I do think that he went there for money. I think that's well cataloged. So I'll be interested to see kind of how it all pans out for him. That's another name to watch for at LSU with Lane Kiffin.
Jed Fish is the name right now for Michigan. I think the odds are 4-7.
Yeah.
Which is...
He has done nothing to douse the flames there.
Crazy. Well, and I heard his name at Florida before Summerall was hired, when Kiffin was kind of out. I was told on Christmas, not Christmas, long holiday. I was told on Thanksgiving that he was a name to look out for.
Yeah. I think that there's that. Another thing that I am watching just real quick before we get to the Mac drop, Byron Brown, who is the starting quarterback at South Florida the last couple of years, really good player, dual threat guy. We saw him win a couple of big games this year. He's technically out of eligibility, but is applying for another year, and a lot of people think he's going to get it. I'd be curious to see if he ends up at Auburn as their starting quarterback. I think that there is a lot of value in some of these coaches going to new jobs and bringing quarterbacks with them that can bridge the gap for a year, that know the system, know the checks, know everything that goes along with it, and then you can kind of recruit or develop the following year's quarterback kind of along the way and get taught the system, you know, in and of itself.
Yeah, my problem with college football is the fact that players like TJ Finley, who is applying for a seventh year and wants to enter the portal. Seventh year.
Dude,
he played at LSU, Auburn, Texas State, Western Kentucky, Tulane, Georgia State. What are we doing?
Do you remember last year during the draft when Quinn Ewers got selected in like the sixth or seventh round of Miami? I put out a tweet and I was like, what's stopping Quinn Ewers from just going back to college?
Right.
And everybody responded, was like, well, it's against the rules once you've declared for the draft. I'm like, what difference has a freaking rule made in the last five years? Nobody pays into it. You just sue them, and then you get your way. Like, that's how everybody's done at the quarterback spot.
What rule are they referencing? Because I don't know of that rule. The only rule I know of is you can't take money from an agent, which is no longer a rule because everyone takes money from agents.
I was going to say, you can't.
So I'm not really sure what rule they're referencing.
The rule being, once you declare for the NFL, once you've entered the NFL draft, you can't go back to college.
But I thought that was only about hiring an agent. I never thought it was a declaration. I just thought it was about the agent.
I don't know. I don't know. That's what I'm curious about. I don't know the small print on that one.
It's going to be a crazy few weeks is basically what we're figuring out.
Hunker down.
Well, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of live football action this holiday season. Join us tonight at 9 o'clock for the Salute to Veterans Bowl with Troy taking on Jacksonville State. It's all brought to you by the Georgia Department of Juvenile Justice. Get hired today. Apply at djj.georgia.gov. That's holiday season football with the Salute to Veterans Bowl tonight at 9 o'clock on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Had a little identity crisis there for a second. I was like, wait a minute. Life of Mac. All right, so guys, we've had a lot of conversations about these Waymo cars we have seen driving around. There are a ton around Colony Square, so we see them every single day. And whether you can trust them or not, Bo, I was talking about yesterday, I saw one going the wrong lane turning onto 14th Street. But let's just play naive and pretend these things are 100% safe. And you can go ahead and jump in. Use them without worry. Think about all the things you could accomplish. You know, get started on some work when you're heading in. Get calls done. Watch Netflix. What would you do if you were in a Waymo car? On a road trip or something?
I like the work thing you're talking about. You know what I mean? Just driving it. When I'm on my way to work, I like to listen to certain things. I like to, you know, try to catch up on some of the news the night before because we have an early bedtime.
We do, but you could watch some film.
That's what I'm saying. I would love to kind of catch up on work on the, on the way in in the morning. Yeah, if I wasn't driving,
I might sleep.
Okay, yeah, that's a good thing to be productive about, especially with our hours.
Yeah, if I'm not driving, I don't mind kicking a seat back and going to sleep, taking a little nap. I'd probably sleep on it, and it might help just to sleep in one of those. So if I die to sleep in the Waymo because it goes the wrong way on an interstate or something, it might not be the worst way. At least I didn't see it coming.
Well, a Seattle woman got the award for most productive drive, though, in my opinion, because she was in a Waymo and she gave birth.
No.
On the way to the hospital.
But there was a...
She safely arrived at the hospital with her baby. Yes. Some people just can't wait for their first Waymo ride.
Way.
Yes.
You're saying there's no driver.
No driver.
And she's in the back giving birth.
She's in the back
giving
birth.
That is the craziest story I think I've ever heard.
Obviously, it's an accident, but Waymo released a statement saying, "We're proud to be a trusted ride for moments, big and small, serving riders from just seconds old to many years young.
Is this where I say no, no, no instead of ho, ho, ho? Like the game we played last week when it was real or not?
Absolutely legitimate. Now, I will let you know, because I'm sure there's someone out there wondering. Yes, the car has been removed from service for cleaning.
I was going to say.
Waymo made sure of it.
Did she not have 5 stars anymore?
I'm sure. Yeah. She has 1,000,000 stars. What a great story. What great press for Waymo.
I mean,
yeah, but if I can't throw up in an Uber, you can't give birth in a Waymo.
My friend actually
bad reviews.
Gave birth to her daughter outside of Piedmont Hospital, like in the emergency lane. She was outside the hospital.
That's crazy.
Now, the bill was a little bit lower for her because she delivered the baby herself. Her husband cut the umbilical cord, but she was like rushed in right after.
Sure.
I mean, miracle baby, but I can't imagine. What's up, Kara, by the way?
Yeah.
But I can't imagine giving birth to a child solo in the back of a Waymo car.
I just, the whole thing about when my wife, her water broke 3 weeks early.
Yeah.
And I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off, thinking like baby's coming now.
Right.
She just, gently calls the doctor. Doctor's like, hey, get you a shower, have a nice meal.
Yep.
Because you're not going to be able to shower. So once you get in here, we'll do all kinds of stuff. Basically a 24-hour window.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I'm like, where's the freaking car seat? Get the go bag. Get in the car.
The rush is not if the,
crazy.
It's not urgent like you see in the movies. Also, do they have that car still? I mean, I probably would just buy a new car.
Oh, friend that gave birth.
Yeah. My friend?
Yeah.
She was outside the car just next to it.
Yeah, that's even...
Woo. You know what?
But it is a messy situation. There's no doubt about that, man.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
That's one of the things I was not ready for.
I don't know. I don't know if you could ever you talk about that Waymo. That Waymo is never going back in service. It's done.
It's cooked.
Oh. It's
cooked.
Yeah, it's done.
It's like a scene from Dexter.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Thing's over.
Do you think there has to be like an asterisk next to it now? Like by the way, someone had.
You've got to claim that thing for parts. Like, you know what I mean? That's got to go to the Mannheim Auto Auction.
Yeah, but see, that thing's going to be at Mannheim next week, and it's going to be like, asterisk, birth was given in car.
Yeah, you just got to claim that thing for parts, man. Yeah,
no, it's an easy solution. They can still put it in service, just offer it at a reduced rate. Yeah, that's all you got to do.
Dylan, pennies on the dollar.
Dylan, you know
experimental.
What?
Experimental.
I would ride in the baby Waymo at a reduced rate.
The
Baymo.
You know not what you speak of.
Oh, my God. It's like a scene from Dexter, man. I'm just telling you. It's like the Red Wedding from Game of Thrones. I don't know.
It's a miracle, Mike.
It is. I mean, trust me. I love my child. But, man, you can't unsee some things. I'm just throwing that out there.
We're going to get back to sports, guys.
Yeah, sports it is.
Raheem spoke with the media yesterday. We'll let you hear some of that audio next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.